Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine, and we're back together again.
Yay!
If you listened to last week's show, I appreciate it. You're very sweet. The numbers were there, and I don't know how, because I was a mess. I was telling Steve, my boyfriend, if you don't listen regularly, that I was nervous, and you could tell by listening, because it was just like constant talking, and I threw out a bunch of information. Did you listen at all?
I didn't, and it's funny because awesome, I was thanks. On my way here, and I was just like, I have to listen to last week's show. I completely forgot I wasn't on it.
Yeah, it was just constant, like, and I'd pause it, and I edit it together, because it was a mess.
That's crazy.
I got nervous, and at one point, I was like talking like I was like a rap girl or something, like, what's up, yo?
Oh my goodness.
Talk like that.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. Such a mess. But I'm so glad you're back. Thank you for coming back. Mm-hmm. I always get nervous. Like, well, she
I'm
skipped
not gonna
a
come
week.
Back.
Maybe she's going to be like, my life is so much better without this podcast.
No.
Okay, good. We got it on recording. It's better than a post-it.
That is better than a post-it.
All right, so it's been a couple weeks since Grey's Anatomy had its season finale.
It's been almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you were out of town when it aired.
I was.
And then you skipped the show last week. So I was like, oh, maybe that means she caught up, and you just let me know you did.
I did.
Wow. Oh. What a season finale. I gotta say, this is probably the most interesting Grey's Anatomy season in several.
You think so?
Yes, it really kept me, like, on the edge of my seat almost every episode.
I feel the opposite. I'm ready. I feel like it's coming to an end.
That's because you're a Christina Yang lover.
No, even before I knew Christina was leaving in the beginning of this season, I just feel like everything is starting to, like, where do you go from here? You know, like, you've just got, I mean, you've got your solid set of characters. Every time they try to introduce new ones, most of them get weeded out. I just don't really see, I mean, it's had a really long run for a TV, you know, program. So I think that,
it has.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we see like one or two more seasons out of it.
Yeah. And I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm to the point where closure, you know, Christina's
needs
leaving.
To happen.
The way, if you haven't watched the season finale, I'm sorry, but the way
spoiler,
that
we're gonna kill
and
it
Meredith
now.
Leave it hanging, I need my McDreamy couple, and they are a McDreamy couple. I know you don't agree with me.
I don't, and I'm tired of them being so happy and peachy and everybody else's lives falling to shambles, so.
They're not perfect. She lost her sister. Her mother
that
had.
That was like two seasons ago.
All right. But.
I liked it when stuff went wrong with them. Is that sick?
Yes, I think so.
Kept it interesting.
That's like Barbie and Ken.
They're well, Barbie. My Barbie never dated Ken because I felt like she was too good for him. I'm
wow.
serious. She lived in a house with all her girlfriends. She didn't need no man.
So Christina and Meredith, they have like one of those girlfriend relationships, which I gotta say, I don't see a lot of in real life, but everyone wants that. There's not many people that could talk to me, like, and there's no one in my life that could talk to me the way Christina and Meredith talk to each other, and then I would be like, we're besties forever.
I think my best friend and I have that. Even though
you guys
we don't,
can talk to each other like that?
Yes. Like, we are
very,
two of
like,
the only people
real.
That can be, like, she's the only person in my life that can say things even Joey can't say to me. Like,
and you've been friends since
second grade.
Second grade. I almost said that. See, I'm getting to
we
know
worked
you.
Together through high school.
At the Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
with
and
your grandma.
My grandma. We lived, like, six houses away from each other or something like that. So, we have had.
Well, I'm just not fortunate. Yeah. I don't have that. And I'm okay. I don't want someone to tell me how it is. It takes time.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out on my own. That's where I'm pretty independent. But they have an amazing friendship. And so there are three huge lessons on friendship that you can learn from Christina and Meredith. And we wanted to share those.
Mm-hmm.
You start off.
Okay. So the first one is, life has disasters, big and small. Friends stick by each other. Next time you experience the tough stuff of life, look around. Who's still there? Who cares, listens? Who drinks and cries with you? Laughs and even snorts when they laugh with you. Aren't you glad you're there for each other?
That's sweet. And that's you and your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Number two, Dating and marital relationships, unfortunately, come and go. But it's the wonderful women we choose to do life with who often stick by us through changes in our Facebook relationship status, through kids growing up and jobs that often change. Our most reliable long-lasting relationship is most likely with our BFFs. Aren't you glad we're there for each other?
Mm-hmm. We need a person. We need that special friend who rides through the storms of life and celebrates the good times with together. Who's your person? Who's your special ageless forever friend? If no one comes to mind, you might just need to start working at what we strive for here on Girlfriendology, which is where the article is posted. Right.
And if you haven't checked out girlfriendology.com, you need to. I get their regular emails. I really like a lot of their articles.
Okay. Good to know. And if you have that person, you might want to work at being a great friend too, so that he or she stays in your life for a long, long time.
So I got some stuff to work on. Because I suck. I've been trying to make Steve my person.
They say that if, like, scientists and psychologists have said that if you're friends with, a friendship lasts 7 years, it will last forever. I guess there, with friendships, there's a 7-year thing where you grow up and change a lot in those 7 years. So if you can keep a friendship for 7 years, you'll be friends forever.
And I have my friend who we have been friends since kindergarten. Like, I remember the day she asked me to push her on the swing set. That same day I realized we were on the same bus. And I remember the fur coat she was wearing. And we went through a lot, like, but it's our relationship has always been, like, we're really close, we're very far apart. We're very close, we're very far apart. And she came out to visit me 2 years ago. And we really haven't talked since then. Last year, she was going through a breakup around the holidays. She called me and she's like, can I come out there for... I think it was Christmas or Thanksgiving, one of the holidays, and we were going to be out of town. So it must have been Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I haven't really talked to her. So we're like the swelling effect. Like, we swell, we're good, and we don't talk. And I've heard that's a good sign of a relationship. Like, you can connect whenever. I don't know, though. What do you think?
I think that my best friend and I have had our ups and downs, but... But we grew up in the same environment. We went to college. Well, we didn't go to college together, but our other best friend went to college with me. So, like, I mean, we were just always tied. My mom and her mom are friends. Like, I mean, it's just, like, if we both go home, we're together. Like, we're both home together. Home is together for us, you know? Like, we're a couple block or a couple houses apart. But
and we've talked about doing that, but we've never actually made it happen.
But I remember, like, going
to work on this.
Growing up, we've definitely had our times where we were not as close and had different groups of friends and did different things. But we always had Dairy Queen was always our home base. We always had that to fall back on.
When was the last time you had Dairy Queen to eat?
It's been a while.
Because you worked there.
Yeah, and for a while I couldn't eat it. And I've gotten over that because I really do love it. But
they have that peanut butter and fudge thing. What's it called?
There's a lot of peanut butter and fudge
things. I love
they
it.
They have blizzards. They have...
No, it's like a sundae, but instead of just like hot fudge, like it's melted chocolate.
The peanut buster melted... parfait.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
There you go.
And I always get extra peanut butter drizzle and extra fudge.
Mm. I know how to make like most of the things on the menu still, sadly.
Good. All right. And you are a huge Christina Yang fan.
I am.
She's
like,
gone.
It's really hard for me to talk about still.
If you didn't know it was her last season, well, I don't know where you've been.
And she's gone.
And it's she was so a hard. Huge part of the show. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. I don't even know if you're going to watch it next year.
I've said I don't know. I mean, I'll give it a shot, but I don't know if it will.
Keep your interest.
Yeah.
Because you love Christina. But Christina's character brought us a lot of information about life, lessons, and we're going to share some. Go ahead.
So the first one is, don't be afraid to say what everyone else is thinking.
I'm really bad about that. Number two, dancing can fix any problem, which you saw in the last episode. One of the times that I had to grab a tissue.
Yes. And so I can just say, like, my best friend and I had the original dance parties back when we were, like, 8 years old.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Her mom has it on film, us doing, like, the chicken dance and the Macarena in her bedroom, like, one snowed-in day.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
And that was before we could drink tequila to go with it.
We should share that on our Facebook page.
So the next one is try anything once.
Yep. The next one is Like Anything, which Christina Yang didn't like much, so I don't understand that one.
Yeah, but I could, well, the picture in the episode is when she first starts hitting the baseballs.
Yeah.
And I loved that episode one, and I think it was surprising to see her, like, take an interest in that.
True.
Something outside of medicine. This one I really love, and it's okay to define yourself by your passion.
There you go. Believe in yourself.
And the next one is, know when to put someone else's needs in front of your own.
Try to put your fears aside when someone else is even more scared.
And it's okay to let it out sometimes.
Because broken hearts hurt.
Mm-hmm. Strive for brilliance.
Keep calm under pressure.
And when you're having a bad day, put things in perspective.
Don't be afraid to be racy sometimes.
The best parties have tequila.
Sometimes you need to let your inner child out.
Recognize when you should put a fight on pause.
Life can be hard and unfair.
Share your experiences.
A good hug goes a long way.
Be realistic.
Be confident in your decisions.
Good things come to those who wait and sing.
Never answer the phone without lipstick on.
Don't let anyone take your eyebrows.
Make your own traditions.
Everyone needs a good kick in the butt.
Standing over a vent is an excellent stress reliever.
Power through.
Go after what you want.
Put yourself out there.
Never lie.
Everyone needs encouragement.
Tough love is necessary.
And when in doubt, remember what Christina told you time and time again. You're my person. You will always be my person.
Goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Goosebumps. Oh, I'm going to miss her. I know. Don't cry.
Me too.
Don't cry.
Me too. I'm just sad for Owen. I loved them together.
I used to follow that actor on Twitter. I really like him. I think he's adorable.
He is. He reminds me of my dad.
So this last weekend, there was a big wedding.
Memorial
Day weekend. And Kim and Kanye, finally. I feel like they just started dating.
They have a
and
kid all of a sudden, together.
Oops, Northwest was born.
They've known each other for a really, really long time now.
So they had an extravagant wedding. But the New York Post, did you see what they gave? They gave Kim and Kanye's wedding the kind of write-up a whole nation can get behind.
Did I heard, see that? Yeah.
I'm going to read this, and it requires cursing. But it was in the newspaper, so it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Alert. In parentheses, yawn. Kim Ye weds. Two jackasses got married in Italy on Saturday. Sex tape star Kim Kardashian, 33, wed egotist Kanye West, 36, in a wedding opulent enough for Florence's Medici dynasty and tacky enough for reality TV. They were betrothed at Florence's 16th century Fort di Belvedere. I should know that word. Castle. Olympic athlete Bruce Jenner walked Kim down the aisle. The Republic still stands. That was in the New York Post. Isn't that freaking hilarious? I would not be talking about their wedding had that not been posted. Thoughts?
I think that...
Are the Kardashians still on? DVR hasn't picked it up in a while.
I think it's a season break right now, but I know that they're still... I just think that, like, so... So this is like going back to, remember when we were hating on Miley every episode and Taylor Swift?
Yes.
But when the New York Times does something like that,
we're talking about
we're
it.
We're feeding.
I wasn't going to talk about it.
Yeah, like we're feeding it. Exactly.
Son of a biscuit.
So I haven't read any articles about it. I haven't really.
I saw that on Twitter last night and I was like, what? What's this mean? And I looked at the picture and I was like, what?
I mean, I follow them all on Instagram, so I saw all the pictures, but. That was it.
Huh.
I tried not to.
A lot, I'm sure.
There actually wasn't that
Kris much. Kris Jenner posts so much on Instagram.
But there actually wasn't that many pictures of the wedding or anything itself till today.
I bet they had like a rule.
I'm sure they did. They had to sell. I bet you they had to sell certain pictures that people so could people, be like the exclusive.
I bet it's People Magazine, right?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. So they got married.
Yep.
How long will this one last?
Hopefully more than 72 days.
Mm-hmm. Worthless. So last Wednesday we went and saw a movie before it came out, and it actually came out over the Memorial Day weekend, but there was no way for us to sit down and record and talk about it.
Yes.
But it's okay because not everyone went and saw movies this weekend.
Right.
And so we went and saw the movie Chef.
It was amazing.
Yes, it was. It was really good. And it was the first screening you had ever been to.
Yes.
And I was just praying that it wasn't a flop. Like, I'm like, oh, I hope this doesn't suck.
I really liked it.
And, yeah, so it came out this last weekend everywhere, but it's been out for a while, some places. It's called Chef, and
it's by Jon Favreau.
He's the director.
Director, and he's the main character. Writer,
and he stars. And I heard that he studied with an actual chef for quite a long time to learn.
I bet he did.
The techniques.
His skills were pretty impressive. I was
hungry.
So funny enough, this weekend I was making guacamole,
uh-huh.
and I was doing the chopping really fast because I felt like after seeing that movie, I needed to like impress
you
myself.
You need your fingers.
I kept them all. You keep your fingers behind the blade. Didn't you see him in the movie?
I didn't.
That's the chef's skill.
You go, girl.
I did real good. I was so impressed, though.
So the movie is about a chef who loses his restaurant job and starts up a food truck in mm-hmm. an effort to reclaim his creative promise while piercing back together his estranged family, which
yep.
that was kind of the girl, like the girl part, you know?
Yeah, there was
like
a story to it.
Movies that pull both men and women mm-hmm. in, I think, have that certain skill. And this is one of those movies where I think men would enjoy it.
Yes.
I know Steve did. And women would enjoy it.
Yeah, I know that Joey's really excited to see it. I mean, but it also has a phenomenal cast.
Right, Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, yeah. and she's not even a huge role in it. Sofia Vergara.
Thank you. I can never pronounce her name
John
right.
Leguizamo.
Right. Dustin Hoffman.
Yep.
I got that one. The little boy, his name is MJ Anthony.
He was adorable.
I don't know what it is about these kid actors. They just keep getting better and better.
Who else? Oliver Platt was in it. He's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. It was just an amazing cast.
It really was. I really, really liked the movie.
It was a slow start, but it definitely pulled me in.
Yeah.
And I was so happy I watched it. I'm going to give it 4.5 hot pink stars out of 5.
I would have said the same.
Yeah. So definitely go see Chef and let us know what you think.
I'm excited for it to come out. I know that Joey wants to see it.
Summer movies always get a bunch of hype.
Oh my goodness, yes.
We've already had Godzilla. We've already had X-Men.
I can't wait to go see X-Men. The Spider-Man 2 came out.
Yep. Those Spider-Mans all kind of like blur.
I only like The Amazing Spider-Man because I don't like Tobey Maguire.
Oh. I don't pay attention. So let's talk about some movies. 7 summer movies that you can't miss, according to the Today Show.
Sounds good.
The first one is Disney's Maleficent.
Yeah, I don't...
Did I pronounce that right?
Maleficent?
Yeah. And Maleficent. That goes out...
It's Maleficent.
Maleficent.
There you go.
That comes out this next weekend on May 30th. And it has Angelina Jolie in it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to see it.
She stars as the Sleeping Beauty villain who perhaps Disney's creepiest evildoer. It's a live-action dark fantasy. And I agree with you. Frozen. I loved Frozen. Do you watch Jenna Marbles?
I do, yes.
Did you watch her most recent video about Disney?
What Disney's taught us?
You've gotta watch Jenna Marbles.
I just think this movie is kind of like the most recent Oz. Like, it's trying to put a spin on the dark character or the villain so you understand them a little mm-hmm. bit better. And I mean, my reason for not... I actually would love to go see this movie. I just can't stand Angelina Jolie.
I agree with you on that.
And so I will...
I will join your hater train.
Yeah, like, so it sucks because had they put a different actress in there, I would probably be at the box office
Julia
on
Roberts.
Sunday.
She just did that one Disney-ish.
She did the Snow White one.
Yeah. That's maybe why she came to mind.
Anyone else, I would have gone to see it. But this one, I'm just, you know, if I catch it on DVD, maybe.
Did you watch 21 Jump Street?
Yes, I love that movie.
I haven't watched it.
What?
It was my goal for Memorial Day weekend, and I didn't get to it.
I don't think you'll like it.
Why?
There's nothing girly about the movie.
That's okay. It has Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
But the 22 Jump Street, which is the follow-up to that.
I can't wait to see that one.
The previews look freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I think I would like it.
You might. I don't know.
Really? Do I seem that girly to you?
No, not that you seem that girly. It's just very, like, frat boy movie-ish.
I bet I could get into that.
Yeah.
It has to be the right day, though.
Yeah, like, I didn't find Channing Tatum attractive in this movie because he was...
How do you not find Channing Tatum attractive?
Well, I think when you see his character...
Is he kind of goofballish?
He's like a dumbass.
Oh. Why do they make all the cute boys dumbasses?
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing, like, the hot girls are always, like, dumb, too.
True.
But, I mean, I loved the movie. I really liked Jonah Hill, though, and I thought they were so funny.
So, this is a follow-up, 21 Jump Street. It's called 22 Jump Street, and it comes out June 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's in, like, 17 days.
I know. I can't wait for that one.
All right. The next one
is How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Did you see the first one?
I didn't, but I know that my brother is a big fan of them, and my mom says they're really good, so I might consider.
What are they? Is it, like, a book series?
It was a book series for kids. It's more geared towards boys, I think, than girls, animation-wise. It's about a little boy, and he has a dragon friend. He comes across this dragon friend in the first one, and it's all about how he trains his dragon.
Interesting.
It's definitely cute if you have, like, if you have boys or, I don't know, if you're into those animated movies.
Well, maybe you should watch it, or get Jimmy's take on it after it comes out, and then we can catch up.
When does it come out? Maybe I'll take him when I'm home, because it comes
out. June 13th?
Maybe I'll take them to go see it when I'm home.
That'll be good for mm-hmm. you. For those of you who still miss the Wonder Years, mark your calendars for July 11th. It's a movie called Boyhood. The concept is amazing, and the trailer is a treat. Richard Linklater of Slacker fame, do you know anything about that?
Mm-mm.
Made a movie about one fictional boy's childhood by filming over 12 years. As young actor Elar Coltrane, aged from 6 to 18, through bowling and baseball games, haircuts and family fights, drugs and dilemmas, it's fiction. Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette play the boy's parents, but it'll remind you of documentaries, including the 7-Up series. Watching Coltrane age as his character does, watching years fly by, is jolting and heart-tugging. The Beatles were right. Yesterday came suddenly.
I'm excited to see that because I was a Wonder Years freak.
Really good. Really good.
I love the Wonder Years.
This next one, I don't really care.
I actually really want to see this one. It's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. So it's a series to... It's a sequel to... the most recent Planet of the Apes that starred James Franco. And I can't wait to see it. I thought the first one was phenomenal. And I think that I hope they do a really good job with this series versus like that old series.
Because
mm-hmm. that old series I really didn't like.
So I'm excited. Do you remember the original Planet of the Apes?
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg was in it.
No, like I think it was before that. Like when we were young. Maybe before you were born.
Are you sure that's not that one, Mark?
I don't know. Maybe.
I thought there was only one other series.
I had nightmares when I was a child. And I can't... Apes freak me out.
That's what I'm saying. That one was a lot darker.
I can't.
Than this one. Like, if you watched the first one with James Franco, I bet you would cry.
Oh, I don't want to cry.
It's such a good movie. Like, it's not...
I'll put it on my list.
It's really good. You should give it a chance. I really liked it.
Channing Tatum has another movie on this list.
I know.
Oh, July 18th. It's called Jupiter Ascending. And Mila Kunis plays Jupiter Jones, a lowly janitor who has no ideas her genetics have marked her as royalty. Tatum is the pointed-eared wearing warrior who comes to protect her from the alien. Never mind. There are aliens involved. I don't like alien movies.
I just think this movie looks kind of weird. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be like too alien-ish, but I think it's just weird.
It's called Jupiter Ascending. It's July 18th.
And I'm so excited for this next one. It comes out on August 1st. It's called Get On Up. And it is the film version of my favorite Broadway musical, Jersey Boys. I freaking awesome. Can't wait.
So,
oh my goodness.
Are you going to go on the 1st of August?
There's a strong potential that I might.
That's awesome.
I'm obsessed. Like, I still have the Jersey Boys soundtrack in my car because I'm obsessed with Jersey Boys.
Hmm.
Anytime anybody asks for, like, a show recommendation, that is it.
Are you going to think I'm weird if I say I've never seen Jersey Boys?
No.
Okay.
A lot of people haven't because it is a Broadway thing and it was here briefly in Denver.
Briefly. And Broadway things sell out very quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed.
Yeah. So, Joey took me as a surprise because he knew how obsessed I was with it.
Aww.
It is phenomenal. Best show.
Before we touch on the last story that I want to talk about, we're going to be here Wednesday of next week.
Yes, we are.
Because two awesomely awesome things happen next Tuesday. One, we mark your birth date.
Yes, it's I can't think of anything more awesome than that. Oh, in your world I can.
Really? Freaking really?
Sorry. I forgot your world is a little bit different than mine.
I'm very happy you were born. I really am. But Miranda Lambert's album, Platinum, drops next Tuesday. And you can listen to 8 of the tracks prematurely right now by going to the link that I've posted on our Facebook page.
So are you going to give me your recommendations, as you always do?
Yes. And I have a really sad story that I haven't shared with anyone because I'm not sure I can get through it without crying. You're looking at me like you don't know what I'm going to talk about.
I'm scared. I'm nervous for everyone.
So last Friday, Miranda Lambert is touring the country in an Airstream trailer to promote her new album. Okay?
Yes.
And you can go, like, it's open to the public. You can walk through this trailer and listen to the music. And a select few number of fans enter into a drawing to get chosen to come listen to her sing the whole album. Okay? I had been applying for this spot for every day for 3 weeks. Okay? Last Friday, I hadn't heard anything, so I just assumed I'm out. They would probably let me know a couple days in advance. About 12:45 on Friday afternoon, I look at my phone and I'm like, I missed a call at like 9:30. I listen to the voicemail. Hey, this is so-and-so. We're calling because we have a spot open up for the Miranda listening party, and the first person to call us back gets it. I didn't get the freaking message till 4 hours later. I call, and I'm like, any chance? And they're like, no, sorry.
Oh.
I seriously, motivation went out the window. I cried a little bit as I'm tearing up now. I'm like,
I bet.
That, my girl, she's not even touring here in Colorado all year. Not gonna stop again. And I missed that freaking call. It's hard for me not to cuss. It's so sad, is it not?
I can't believe you missed it.
I just assumed by Friday morning I hadn't heard. So I just assumed it wasn't gonna happen.
That's crazy.
I accepted. And then to get that call and talk to that girl, I was like, I was working. No one in the world cares that I was working.
Right?
Except me and my boss.
Your main job should have been,
I know,
Miranda.
So I text Steve and I was like, my work is getting in the way of my Miranda love.
Uh-oh. See, if you worked from home like me, you wouldn't have missed the call.
I was so upset. I was having such a productive day. And that Aww. It just went out the window. Luckily, my girlfriend that I work with, Christy, and I, we had dinner or lunch plans. And she's like, we should go now.
I'm
like,
yes. Let's go now. That's so crazy. Yes.
And I, outside of Steve and her, you're the third person I've told. And now I've told everyone. Because it's embarrassing. I'm like, how do you miss that?
Yeah.
How do you call yourself a Miranda
Lambert? I have to question
Lambert
your fan.
I know.
Yeah. Tell you what, if that was DJ Pauly D, my ear would be glued to that phone.
I didn't
I'm just kidding.
Think.
On a so happier sad. Note, do you know what else happens June 3rd?
What?
My homegirl, Lucy Hale's album comes out too.
Oh, nice. And her record label actually closed, and another record label picked her up.
Yeah.
So she is very fortunate. And she's from Pretty Little Liars.
I love her.
I like her single. She's not Miranda.
I don't think she's trying to be.
Did you watch the Miranda Carey?
No.
I'm very disappointed in you. That was like our two worlds coming together.
What was it on?
It was on the Billboard Music Awards.
I was out of town for the Billboard Music Awards.
I don't care. If you would have listened to last week's podcast, I would have talked about it. You could have YouTubed it. It's called Something Bad.
I'll YouTube it tonight.
I want some feedback next week.
Something Bad. Mariah Carey? Really? I'm just throwing their names together now. Miranda and Carey.
Yes, and Miranda actually bought Carey a motorcycle this last week.
I did read that article.
Because I posted it on Facebook.
Oh, no, I think I saw it on just my Carrie Underwood feed on Facebook.
All right.
Because there's like a whole article about her being biker chick now.
And she's like, now to go to riding lessons. I'm like, that's Carrie Underwood /Janet/Ashley. We would be like that, right? I would.
What?
You would have to go do motorcycle lessons before you try and ride them. Okay, good.
Obviously.
I didn't know if you'd be all freestyle wee down the road.
I might attempt that.
All right, so one more thing before we wrap up this show. I'm so glad to have you back. Levi's CEO came out and told us to stop washing our jeans. Did you read this?
I did, and I watched the news, this news 60 seconds on it, too.
Yeah, and you're supposed to stop washing your jeans in the washing machine. And these jeans are maybe a year old and have not seen a washing machine. He was talking about the jeans he was wearing.
Yeah.
I am accident prone.
So I, one, think that's disgusting.
It says he recommends spot cleaning jeans with a sponge or toothbrush and a bit of detergent, then air drying. He says you should very seldom machine wash your jeans. I don't ever dry them.
I was going to say, I don't dry them. I machine wash them, though. But I do make myself wear jeans for, like, two or three times or until they start to lose that, like, shapeness.
So, yeah, that's how I am.
But I think the difference between, he's a guy, so he's wearing, like, straight denim. Like, a lot of girls' jeans have that, like, spandex in them. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard to not wash them because they just keep expanding till they fall off of you.
Right. And those days I feel skinny, and then I wash them and I feel fat.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, guess I'll wear them around the house today.
So I'm glad I'm not the only one. Like, I read this and I'm like, ew.
No. I mean, I just think about, like, all the smells that get into your jeans.
And
like,
you can wear underwear, but underwear only protects so much.
Right. I mean,
and everyone's body secretes stuff.
Yeah.
And I should not have gone there, but I did.
Not even that. Just, like, think about the stuff around you. Like, your...
Right.
You know how, like, when you do certain things, you can have that, sweat. Like... Or not even that. Like, you are in certain environments and you have that smell to it. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, like, cigarette smokers. Or, like, right. If you're in a bar. Or, like, if you ever get, like, fried food, you ever walk out of there and you're like, I smell like the fryer.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just think certain things you do stay with you.
I don't mind shelling out some money for new jeans when they get worn out or faded. You know what I've done in the past? When they fade too much, I buy those colored tabs. And you can get, like, blue or black and I mix them together. It's been a while since I've done that. Because I haven't been a poor college kid in a while. But I did that in college. Like, my jeans would get too faded. So I'd, like, take a blue and a black colored tab. You buy it in the detergent aisle. And you just wash it. It's a dye for your jeans.
Huh. I did not know that. Interesting.
Yeah, you can get all colors. Like, red, yellow, green. But so I use the blue and black.
My thoughts to Levi, Mr. Levi Strauss, are clearly your jeans aren't that good quality if I can't wash them.
Wow.
Hence the reason I don't wear Levi jeans.
All right. On that note, if you're a Levi jeans wearer and lover, ignore her comments. The views expressed in this show do not reflect anyone else's in this world. It's just ours.
My dad's a Levi fan. And there you know what? He washes his jeans.
There you go. All right. We'll be back next Wednesday to talk about your birthday. Don't be hungover.
That's a tall order.
It's number 26, right?
27. Oops. Wait, 27. I have to think
number
about
27,
it.
Number 27, so you shouldn't be hungover at this point.
And it's a Tuesday.
Yeah. You're working that day, right?
Yeah.
And the following day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll be good.
We will.
Might bring cupcakes with our wine.
That sounds like a great idea.
All right. Have a great week, and we'll be back next week.
Bye.